We get our view from the other side. He covers Arizona State and more for the Arizona Republic. He was on with us before last year's insane game at Tempe. Catch his work online, azcentral.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Doug Haller. Doug, always appreciate the time. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
All right. Early this week, I was on the site listening to your report from the Washington State game. I had to hit pause like four times because you kept talking about different guys who had been injured. And, you know, from what you heard or said, I guess right now, let's start with who do we expect to see at quarterback on Saturday? Manny Wilkins or the freshman, Dylan Sterling Cole?
Well, it's kind of a mystery. They've kind of, throughout the season, once their quarterbacks have gotten injured, they've really kind of squeezed our media viewing time, which was not great to begin with. So, you know, the last 3 weeks, Manny Wilkins has, he had a high ankle sprain that he suffered October 1st against USC. He missed one game, but since then, he's always not practice really on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday he goes a little bit. So if he's on that pace, he'll play on Saturday. The other factor is he hurt his shoulder against Washington State and had to come out. I don't know how he's progressed with that, but I know they're trying everything they can to get him ready, and at the same time they've tried to get Dylan Sterling Cole, the freshman, as many first-team reps as possible in case they need him. So it's kind of a game-time decision. And well, I guess we'll find out on Saturday.
All righty. So regardless of who's in there, you got to throw an eyeball to the offensive line. And then here you go, some more injuries. If you look at this week's depth chart, left guard Sam Jones is on it. I know he got hurt against Colorado, didn't play last week. What have you heard about his status and who might be in the mix if he can't go?
Yeah, he's been in a walking boot all the way up until yesterday. And he has not practiced at all the last 2 weeks. So I'm pretty confident he's out for Saturday. If he can't go, it kind of depends. They kind of shuffle things around. They moved a redshirt freshman into starting group last week, and he played right tackle, and then they just moved their right tackle to right guard, their right guard to left guard. So a little bit of shuffling. And the other thing is I'm sure you're about to bring up, is their starting center just kind of disappeared last week. He's been out for personal reasons. He didn't dress. He wasn't even on the sideline last week. He wasn't at practice on Tuesday or Wednesday. I was told he did rejoin the team today, but I don't expect him to play on Saturday either. So that's two starters on the offensive line that will be down on Saturday.
Yeah, you're talking about A.J. McCollum, the starting center. I mean, that's kind of an important position on the line. If he's not in there, would it be Tyler McClure back at center?
Yeah. Yeah, you've researched well. Tyler McClure will be the guy. He started last week in A.J. McCollum's place. He's not even on scholarship. He's a walk-on. My guess is he will be put on scholarship at some point. ASU's been pretty good about that the last few years. But, yeah, he's a non-scholarship guy, and he got some first-team reps in the spring, but it was always kind of under the assumption that he was just holding that spot until A.J. McCollum, who's a junior college transfer, got on campus, and that's kind of how it played out. They have some other guys on that offensive front who have started at center, but I know they were really happy with what Tyler McClure did last week against Washington State, so I'm expecting him to start on Saturday.
Yeah, you actually posted a story on azcentral.com about Tyler. I mean, what is one of the reasons, you know, one of the many, I guess, that it's easy to kind of root for a young guy like this?
Yeah, he's had a he's a local kid, and he walked on at ASU. He had a scholarship offer at Northern Arizona, decided to walk on at ASU. Took the rough road, and he's just been kind of, just fighting his way to relevancy. You know, last year, I think, is when they really kind of said, hey, maybe we have something here, is when he kind of started turning some heads. And right about when that time, when he started doing that, his brother died. And he had to step away from football for a while just to kind of collect himself and grieve and all that, but he decided he wanted to continue with football, and, you know, it's just been an uphill climb. It's a great story. He's really, nothing's been handed to him, and, you know, he was given the starting position because someone else went out, but you know, the way he played on Saturday, the coaches I talked to think he, you know, he might hold on to it for a while, so we'll have to see.
Good stuff. We're talking Arizona State football, Doug Haller, Arizona Republic. Tim White was the top returning receiver, also a punt returner, kick returner, took one to the house, 70 yards on a punt last week. What happened to him in the Washington State game? And, you know, I guess this is going to be a little redundant, but what's his status for Saturday?
Well, Tim, on the opening kickoff, had a nice kickoff return. I think it went for maybe 35, 40 yards. Really kind of ignited, you know, the game right there on the opening kickoff. But, you know, at the end, he kind of hurt his ankle, and he missed it. They took him back to the locker room. He missed the entire first quarter, but he did return. I don't think he's really been 100% for a few weeks, but Tim is a type of guy that he's going to go out there, whether if it's one leg or whatever, he's just going to go out there and fight. And he has been, you know, he's one of their more valuable players. Not only does he do the kickoff returns, the punt returns, he's their leading receiver. Hasn't scored a lot of touchdowns this year, but when they're looking to throw the ball, that's where they're going.
All these questions, we haven't even hit on the defense. And if last week wasn't frustrating enough, their top returning tackler and strong side linebacker, Salomo Fiso, tweaked his knee. Seriously, folks, you can't make this stuff up. Another 5-year senior leader. What's the word on his health? If we could expect him in there and his loss, how would that affect the defense?
Well, he, in the fourth quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter last week, hurt his knee. I don't expect him to play based on what we saw during our limited practice viewing this week. I don't think he's close to playing. I think this is probably something that's going to stretch for a couple weeks. Now, they're already down one starting linebacker. He got hurt in week one, and he hasn't been back yet. So, and this was a position to start the season. They felt good about their starting group, but not so much about their depth. So they're going to shift some guys around to try to fill that hole, just because they just don't have a lot of linebacker depth. How that's going to play out, I'm not sure. I know a lot of times Ty Graham is willing to move people around and look at it one day in practice and change his mind the next. So that's definitely, like I said, that was a position of strength to start the season. It's not anywhere close to that anymore, just because they don't have a lot of depth there.
Talking with Doug Haller of the Arizona Republic, Arizona State's in town. We always hear this is a unique style defense, and like you said, they do move guys around. And interesting, the pass defense has struggled. You know, Colorado ran in through. You always get numbers from Luke Falk. UCLA had 400 yards passing with guys like Karan Crump, 8 sacks. I think they lead the conference in sacks, but so with their ability to crash the pocket consistently, what has been the problem, you know, defending the pass?
This is a long conversation. yeah, this goes back a couple years with this group. They you're right. Every year that Todd Graham's been in Tempe, they rank among the nation's top 20 in sacks and tackles for loss. The flip side, to be able to play that aggressive style, you have to be able to be really good in single coverage, and you have to have experienced, solid corners and people who tackle well in space. Well, ASU is young, and they don't tackle well in space. So earlier in the year, they weren't blitzing as much. They were just relying on their four-man rush, not to put as much pressure on that back end. And you know, they were still giving up some yards, but they really weren't getting to the quarterback that like they had liked. So lately they've been blitzing a little bit more and having some success with that. But it seems like at least once a game, you know, a short pass on the perimeter, guy breaks a tackle, 60 yards, touchdown. You know, they led the country in 40-yard pass plays last year. I think they're second to last this year. I mean, they give up a lot. Now, they'll get, you know, their 5 or 6 sacks a game, but you know, they give it back on big plays. They've been a little bit better recently, but it's just been something that's been every week you don't know what you're going to get. Are they going to be solid with it, or are they going to miss tackles like they do? And it seems like that there's no in-between. they start off slow and miss some tackles, and it's going to be a long night for them.
Well, I think you've convinced me to go to my online site with the Oregon defense and just bet the over. final thought, the offensive line, I want to wrap with the we talked about that. I want to wrap with the running game. Since that historic 7-touchdown performance week 2, Kalen Ballage has just 2 TDs, and I DeMario Richard has been, I guess, sort of the feature guy with such devastation to the quarterbacks. How has the running game held up its end production-wise so far?
Not very well. To start the season, that was what they wanted to do. They had two running backs, Kalen Ballage and DeMario Richard, that made up what they thought was one of the Pac-12's better backfields. And, you know, both had solid years last year. So that's what they did. At the start of the season, they were running the ball, and it was very telling. They went to Texas San Antonio on the road, and this was a young team earlier in the season, and they got down by double digits in the second half. And, you know, in the past, ASU would have started throwing the ball if they were behind. But, you know, Chip Lindsey, their new offensive coordinator, ran 14 straight plays, running plays on the ground. And, you know, that kind of showed that they were committed to the run. Everything worked out fine. With Manny Wilkins at quarterback, he's kind of a dual-threat guy, and it seemed like whenever the running game, you know, the team started stacking the box a little bit, you know, he would break off some runs and things started loosening up a little bit for those running backs. But since Manny's been kind of hurting with that high ankle sprain, he hasn't been able to extend plays or be effective as a running threat. And, you know, teams have just basically made young quarterbacks beat them with their arm, and they just haven't been able to do it, especially with an offensive line that's young and banged up. So that's what's happened to the running game. Kalen Ballage hurt his knee earlier this year. He played through it. I don't know if he's 100%. He's probably closer now. But teams are basically just saying, like, look, we're going to try to take away the run, and we're going to let your unstable quarterback position beat us. And so far, that's been a pretty effective strategy against this team.
All right. Well, not necessarily uplifting. Terrific insight and information. Doug Haller of the Arizona Republic. Find him online, azcentral.com. Follow on Twitter, at Doug Haller. Hey, you travel safe to and from, and we really appreciate your time as always, Doug. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Take it easy.